please buy them.
Look, we're not ones to blow our own trumpets, but the massive success we had with last week's segment where we had three items that hadn't been sold, you've been trying to sell them, just not doing well, and you came on the show, and again, still on market, not sold.
Well, no, we did sell the box set of Get Smart DVDs.
My mistake, Tanya, I forgot. So trumpet blow away.
She might have wanted $100 and we sold them for $50.
We're not doing well, the red shoes, if you were with us last week, that a guy actually keeps putting price up with, so we just left him with that.
So what this is, it's simply buy my. If you've been trying to flog something on Facebook Marketplace, on Gumtree, wherever it is, you've been trying to flog an item and have had little to no success, phone us because we're here to help. We want to put your item, shine a spotlight and wait for all those buyers to flood your door.
Because it gets frustrating, doesn't it, when it's like, why am I getting any
nibbles?
I'm not getting any nibbles on this.
It could be the ugliest thing. It could be a prized possession. We don't mind.
It's usually the prized possessions that don't sell the best.
Pretty much.
Because your heart says how much it is more than your head.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm definitely finding that.
1-333-53. Give us a call right now if you want to help Tanya and Steve sell your used item. Could be on Facebook Marketplace, could be on Gumtree, could be on the Trading Post. Because I think that's still around, the Trading Post.
I'm seeing a lot on Facebook Marketplace lately?
What?
Doc Martens.
Yeah, Doc Martens and R.M. Williams are popping up.
What's going on there?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Why suddenly rush out of fashion and everyone's getting rid of them? Well, I don't know.
I hope not, because I bought my husband a pair last Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel better, because I thought I was too old to own them.
No.
Not
the boots. I bought in the shoes.
Oh, okay.
The shoe props. They look like any other shoe, really.
Except for that yellow lace around the front.
Apart from that.
And the kind of light brown sole.
Yeah.
And the black dome top.
Yeah, I'm getting black.
What colour did you get?
Cherry red. What?
Cherry red.
Yeah, they look great.
I just hope he gets a dress in the dark one.
They do. They look good. I like them.
I'm sure they do. No, I'm a keen Doc Martin wearer.
Yeah.
From way back.
Just not the cherry red.
Not the cherry red. No, because I stopped punk rocking in the 80s.
1-333-53. Give us a call if you want us to help sell an item. Just tell us about your item that's for sale on Facebook Marketplace or Gumtree. Tanya and Steve, you'll be, I don't know, you won't be pleased to know, but my vintage 1987 America's Cup Coke bottles, 5 unopened, for $50.
Yeah?
Still on Facebook.
Oh, no, Rising.
Sorry,
still
Rise.
Haven't sold them. Should I drop the price?
That's your dad's retirement.
Exactly.
That's your dad's retirement money.
Try 40.
Try 40?
Have you not dropped the price? Did you not learn your lesson from the bagging you got last week?
No, I went from 100 to 50, so should I go to 25?
Go 40 and see what happens.
Okay.
Five. 5/8 of 40. That's $8 each. They're unopened.
Perfect.
So you're getting a drink at least.
Done. Lowered. It's down.
Okay.
I'd give a crack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, should I try and sell our Tanya and Steve glass framed poster that used to be in the foyer?
Have you got that?
Yeah. They gave it to me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait, used to be in the foyer?
Yeah.
From Charlestown?
Yeah. Yeah, they were throwing it out. And they said, do you want it?
Because they've got a lot of respect for us here, everybody.
So I've got it in my garage.
I was about to say, at least you beat them too, because it would have been in the wheelie bin.
It was. It's heading that way.
Big fans here, Russ.
What would you put on that?
Oh, it's in the... Oh, what would I put on it?
Yeah, what do we want to ask for?
Free to good home?
How about if they ring and take it, we'll give them $10.
We'll pay them. Okay.
I've already tried to get a billboard inside the new hotel.
You did, actually.
I did. I said,
oh, my God.
When you walk into the foyer, could we have a big billboard of 10 years Steve up there? You know, welcome and our hands could move.
And
drinking cocktails.
Response?
That sort of thing. It was a big yes. That's the vibe I got.
Perfect.
I would go no, but... No, we've heard it differently. Glenn, he's trying to flog us something online, aren't you, Glenn?
What are you trying Glenn? To flog, Glenn?
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, good. What is it you're trying to sell?
What I've got is I've got a box of Nestle, what would you call it? Bloody, it's a cereal.
Yeah.
And it's from the World Cup in Germany in 2000 and... I'm trying to look for the box. I forgot the front work unless she just rang.
Unopened.
Unopened.
Right.
There's little collector's toys in there. It's over 15 year old.
Wow.
So which Melbourne...
I'm out of breath. My boys are taking the pee out of me.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's,
which World Cup was it?
It was the World Cup in Germany.
And when was that? Do you know?
I'm looking on the box. Like I said, you've caught me out.
Okay. What kind of cereal is it?
2006
World Cup. Okay. Soccer World Cup.
What sort of money are you looking for this, Glenn?
Mate, I don't know what it's worth, Steve. How much are you going to give me?
Well, 20 bucks? I'm not going to give you any.
No way, guys. I'm not selling it for 20 bucks. The kids would kill me.
50.
They keep wanting to open it. My wife's even saying to me, oh, do you think it's stale?
I'd say the answer to that is yes.
Yeah. I'd say it's stale, but you don't know what the little toys are worth in there.
Yeah, true.
It's just a bit of a fun thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every time the boys come out for a beer, they go to get it out with a box, with a carton of milk and go, come on, let's crack it.
Well, we'll see if we get any offers for you, Glenn.
I love that, Glenn.
It's a bizarre thing. I just wondered if any... I know you mentioned the Coke, and I was just wondering whether anybody had anything as bizarre as I've got.
No. Box of cereal. Cool. Unopened.
I'm waiting for the next World Cup. It's going to be worth it.
All right.
Hold on the line there, Glenn. We've got another one for sale. Something else here, but that's interesting to get a price, isn't it?
I agree. What have you got, Ben, that you're trying to flog?
I haven't got anything that I want to flog. I actually want to buy your poster that you got sitting in the garage.
Oh,
if it's signed,
how much?
I'll give you twenty bucks for it. $30 of it signed by Tanya and Steve.
$20.
That's what we're worth, Steve. $20. All right. Well, you might be our highest bidder, Ben.
That's $1 for each year we've been on air.
Stand by. You might be the winner. Well, it's 50 cents each, though. That's the sad bit.
And then do you have to post it as well? So you might be down on
Ben,
postage.
Do you want us to deliver it too?
I'd love you to deliver it.
Of course
deliver
you would.
It, I'll give you 50.
See?
Oh, geez,
why
not?
Where do you live?
Currumbong.
Currumbong. It's a quick 45-minute drive, Steve.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're really making some money here.
Make it 110 and see if we'll do a dance for you when they drop it off, Ben.
You shut up.
Done. Done and sold.
All right, 100 bucks. Might have to part with that one.
In the words of that famous model from the 90s, I don't get out of bed for less than a grand. Hello, we've got Tanya. Hello, Tanya.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. What have you got to sell, Tanya?
I would like to proposition Risey.
Oh,
okay. Hopefully, I'm married.
After what he's done to us, away you go.
Yeah, what do you want?
Away I go. I would like to give you $50 for your Coke bottles.
Sold.
And I'd like to donate it to charity instead.
Oh, Tanya.
Wonderful.
Any particular charity?
I support the Smith family, so I do that quite regularly. So I'll let you guys choose.
Well, there's another one we're fans of, the Steve G Retirement Fund, Daniel.
Well, you know what? The Smith family's perfect because SCA, our company, have a relationship with the Smith family.
We do.
So we would love to put that 50
That's
bucks.
Lovely. Thank you, Tanya.
I've got the perfect person for it. I got a thing in the mail the other day.
Tanya?
You?
I've got to tell you, okay, you just offered 50 bucks to go to charity for the Coke bottles. And we've got offered $20 for a poster of us signed. Risey's dad's Coke bottles are worth more than Tanya and I.
He did say 100 by the end.
Yeah, we have to bloody dance and deliver.
I know.
That's amazing, Tanya. Thank you. We'll talk to you off air. We'll get all the details.
Thank you.
Good on you. Boss is going to come in here and say, do it and get it on the socials.
Jason, what have you got?
I've got $25 for your poster.
Nah, you've been outdone. It's $100. We deliver and dance.
Sold, Jason. 25 clean. Done. I love it. There's no dancing. There's no delivering.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Jason. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was wow. That went completely south.
It did.
It did.
Yeah, I don't think I can part with the poster, though.
Oh, really?
It's how I give you goodnight kisses.
Yeah, good point. You think she's joking, Mike?
No, not at all, actually.
Michael's sick of it.
It's Tanya and Steve.
She uses it as a bedhead.
Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
Tanya, I feel a bit evil finding this the funniest thing I've heard this week.
I know. I think we were royally stitched up by our lovely listener, Tanya.
I don't know if we's the right word. Let's just say Risey was.
Exactly.
I think we're okay.
We're okay, but she actually hoodwinked us all.
She did.
Listen to how it unrolled just a few minutes ago when we were doing our brand new segment, Buy My.
I would like to proposition Risey.
Oh,
okay. Hopefully, I'm married.
After what he's done to us, away you go.
Yeah, what do you want?
Away I go. I would like to give you $50 for your Coke bottles.
Sold.
And I'd like to donate it to charity instead.
Oh, Tanya.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Any particular charity?
I support the Smith families.
So, yeah, Tanya hung up. We all had a think about what Tanya just said.
We didn't really have a think. We were both just so impressed how on board you were with that idea, Risey.
Because she offered to buy your dad's Coke bottles that are unopened from the America's Cup.
In 1987.
And
they didn't win.
And then generously offered that money to go to a charity of our choice.
So
and Risey did choose one himself.
The Smith family. So she gives you $50.
And then
you give her the Coke bottles. And then she wants you. No, not what? She's decided you will give that $50 to the Smith family.
Tanya, if you're listening, you're a genius.
We love you.
Oh.
You are a genius. So now, and then my dad. So my dad's losing his Coke bottles. His five vintage Coke bottles that he's kept for 35 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I'm like, hey, someone's giving us $50 for him.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, so where is it? I'm like, she's giving it to charity, and he's going to still ask for me for $50.
You're going to have to pay him, right? Because you're the one that said yes, you're happy to give it to charity.
I didn't even want to sell these bottles in the first place.
I believe, Risey, if you correct me if I'm wrong, Tanya, wasn't our company. Full support of the Smith family.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So there we go. Mm. You couldn't let the company down, mate.
So, yeah.
Well played, Miss Tanya.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the worst part about it is she'll get the balls, tip it down the drain, throw them in the bin.
And my money's off to charity. What a good cause. What a good end of the show.
It's a wonderful end to the show. And well done you, Risey.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and buy a car today and say, I'm going to give you $40,000.
Yeah.
But what I want you to do when I drive the car away is I wanted to donate it to Tanya Wilkes at Hamilton.
That's it from us.
Then I'll go around to her place.
Pick it up.